you aren't going to get a full-blown sermon, but a short reflection on those scriptures. Come out. Well, that's kind of hard to do when you're self-isolating. In fact, the advice is don't come out, please, for all practical and compassionate purposes at this stage. But that phrase, come out, that command to new life is kind of an important one for us as a church to hear at this time, and us, I think, in our own individual walk of faith. Like Jesus, many of us are grieving. Like Israel in the Hebrew scripture for today from Ezekiel, many of us are feeling that sense of loss, loneliness, and fear. Fear of what's happening now and what will happen next, with the uncertainty of where this is all going. Well, we don't know. I said in my pastoral letter that one thing is certain, and that is the love of God. But there's another thing that's certain as well, and that is the love in which our community holds one another. And I'm grateful and blessed by that. I hope you feel that sense of gratitude and blessing too. So we have these scriptures, and actually they seem quite appropriate for today. We've got that valley of dry bones, that place of desolation, which is where many of us may feel that we are. We also have that promise of new life that goes beyond fear, new life that comes from the breath of the Spirit of God. And as you probably know, both in the Hebrew language and in Greek, in which our New Testament scriptures were written, the word spirit and breath are the same thing. Hebrew is ruach, and the Greek is pneuma. And spirit, breath, air is all that promise of life from God, that promise of life beyond and through death. I can't imagine that being a pile of bones is a comfortable place to be. I certainly can't imagine that being in the grave as Lazarus was is a comfortable place to be. The question that we in our own walk of faith, and we in our own walk as a church, is for us is now, how are we going to allow that new life of the Spirit to change us and to change the church? Bruce Bryant Scott, a colleague of mine now in Greece, shared a cartoon from The Guardian, and it really struck a note for me this morning. It was just a couple sitting on a cliff looking out, and one of them says, after this is all over, what's going to change? Or what's going to need to change? And the response from the other is, everything. I think we as a church will have to reconsider our life and how we can really communicate, how we can connect, how we can support, how we can resource our society and our world. And I also think that we as individuals need to think about our consumerism, our way of living in and on the earth, our way of living with one another. So may this promise of new life in the breath of God, may this promise that goes through the weeping, that goes through the grief, may this promise bring us further on in our life and faith and hope, and more than anything else, in our love for one another and for God. Amen.